you still want those tickets, they it's for Rattlesnake Shake and Lucky Brown happening this Friday night at the Magic Bag. In the background, we're listening to Rattlesnake Shake doing something called Albatross. Rattlesnake Shake is made up from Danny Metrick from the Mugs and Brent Lucas from he plays with Betty LaVette and Thornetta Davis, and they're going to be there, and I could put you on the guest list, but we're getting ready to go live on the WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We've got the rugs in the house, so we're going to bring down Rattlesnake Shake and bring up the band, and the rugs are in the house.
That's right. We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, and we have the Mugs here in Studio J. Hey, guys, are you there?
Hey, it's the rugs.
The rugs. In fact, what are you going to start off with?
We're going to do a song called Johnny's a Killer. It's one of our favorites. All right.
Whoa, the Rugs here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. Hey, Rugs, would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. I'm Ivan Rugg, and I play guitar, and on the bass is Rob Rugg, and on the drums is Johnny Rugg.
Whoa, the Rugg Boys.
That's
all right. Well, why don't we just keep the music rolling right along? They're short and sweet, and they're such a treat.
Sure.
So take it away.
Okay.
This
song.
We do.
This song's called Levity. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well,
All right, the Rugs right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, Rug Boys, tell me. Now, you're a fairly new band, but you were making a name for yourself as Oatmeal. Yeah. You can't hear it?
No.
Oh.
No, they
can. Okay, got it. You got it now?
Here we are.
Okay, yes. In fact, Rugs. I was just saying you're a fairly new band name, but you've been around for a while as Oatmeal before that.
That's also true.
Okay, in fact, a lot of people really thought you were pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, people.
Well, tell me, why did you change it to the Rugs?
Well, Johnny always uses a rug under his drums when we play, and I was like, hey guys, why don't we call ourselves the Rugs? And they were like, hey, we really like that idea.
It sounded great. Yeah. We have a quite extensive collection of rugs. Really?
Well, we'll have to see those at your gigs sometime.
Oh, sure. Maybe. They don't come out of the house too often.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps we'll see them at a show under those drums.
Hopefully.
It's possible.
Well, tell me, why don't we just keep the music going?
Okay, sure. This next song is called Science Versus Nature.
The Rugs, right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now tell me, guys, you've got some shows coming up this week, don't you?
That's true. Rob, why don't you tell us about our shows?
Well, tomorrow we're playing at the Belmont with Jura and Forgot. And I think that starts at 9 p.m.
Rob, aren't you playing bass with one of those bands that night as well?
I am, Johnny. I'm playing with the Rugs and Forgot, which is a nine-piece improv group.
Wow, Rob, you're really talented.
Oh, well, coming from you, that means a lot.
Thanks.
I don't know.
And you've got a couple other shows too, don't you?
That's true. Mm. We're playing on the 20th of February somewhere called Sparklewood. We don't know much about it, but
it's
should be
an undisclosed location.
It's going to be really cool. You should go if you know about it.
We'll probably have more information on our MySpace if you check us out there.
Hmm. What is our MySpace again?
Oh, it's myspace.com/therugsmusic.
And that is Rugs with two G's?
Two
That's
G's,
true.
Yes. Thank
All
you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So...
Well, it's good to have you here.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for having us.
We're really excited, a little hectic today, but we're glad we finally got you on the air a little bit late, but
yeah,
you guys are sounded good. You got some more music for us?
We do. Here's a song called Panther Rock.
Panther Rock. Now, I must say, here at WHFR, we don't endorse fight, fight, kill, kill. Yeah. That is not a political statement we approve of here at WHFR, but it's merely song lyrics.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's just
it was an anti-violent statement.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just an observation of the world around
slightly
us.
Slightly satirical.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. It's merely song lyrics.
Right.
Well, you're sounding real good.
Thanks.
And it's nice to have you here. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the equipment you're playing with?
I have a Vox amplifier and a cool guitar here.
Well, what kind of cool guitar?
We didn't let him know what you say. We can't put you in the air.
It's a Fender Stratocaster. And
what kind of Vox is that, Ivan?
It's called an AC-30, and it's really big and loud.
Yeah.
Whoa, and you've got a really big bass amp over there, too.
Yeah, this is a 1973
I'm writing it down. It's just
Fender Bassman head, 100 watts, And then it's sitting on four 12-inch speakers. And I love it. And this is my Japanese P bass.
All right. And what kind of drums do we have over there?
Okay. I'll let him know. Okay. Bye-bye. So the lowest you can go is
4.1. Okay. We can barely hear that drummer over there, but that's okay.
He was being really funny, though.
Okay. In fact, we've had some people calling in while you've been playing.
No way.
Yeah.
We had a young lady call. Her name is Kelly. And she said, you guys sound really awesome. And she had a question. She said she noticed that your songs had a kind of a progression. You speeded up and you slowed down, and you had some real intricate and interesting creation of your songs. And she was wondering, do you do your own, you write all your own material? And is this something that you strive for in your music, is to be diverse?
Wow. Yeah, Ivan. Thanks. Thanks, Kelly, first of all. Thank you.
Definitely. And,
second of all, we write our own songs, and I write most of them, and I think music is a very beautiful thing, and I strive to write, you know, music that everyone can appreciate, no matter their age, or gender, or race. So, you know, just having nice melodies and, you know, cool guitar riffs and good friends helps too.
Yeah.
So.
And they're probably always better if you come down and see them live, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It can't be captured on tape the same way it is in person, like anything, really.
That's true. We always encourage people. That's right. We're always encouraging people to get out and support live music, and you guys are going to be at the Belmont this Friday night.
That's true.
Tomorrow.
And you're also being with a band, Forgot, a nine-piece improvised band?
Yeah. They don't really have, like, a set music or anything. They just go in there and say, okay, we're gonna all jam together, and hopefully it sounds good.
All right. Well. You never know what you're going to get when you go out and see live music, but...
Especially the Rugs.
Well, let's hear, let's hear some more of you.
Okay.
This is a song called Savage Henry.
Savage Henry?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, is that a character in the Post Brothers comics.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got the name from a Hunter S. Thompson novel.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably where they got it, too.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We've been having a little bit of a technical difficulty in here and taking some phone calls. And
story of our life.
Savage Henry by the Rugs. So you guys write most of all your own music?
Every single one.
Yep. All original.
That's right.
In fact, you've got a CD coming up as well, too, don't you?
That's true. We just recorded a little EP, and it's on its way out of the kitchen, so to speak. And we're also just started at our private studio to record a full-length album, and it's top secret right now, so...
It's all right, Liberty, to say.
All right, we'll see what the Rugs are cooking up in their kitchen.
Cool.
I wanted to ask one question about the artwork that's been on your MySpace site. The last one was kind of a pencil drawing of a guy in a headband that kind of looked like he'd been had a pretty rough night.
He was actually a Native American, I think.
The one with the flyers.
Okay.
And now for the Belmont, you've got another interesting poster. Are you the ones that created the poster, or somebody else did that?
I do a lot of drawing just with ink, pens.
Ivan's a fantastic artist. He's one of the best.
They had a similar look, so I was wondering if it was something that you guys had developed. And
I just like to do little goofy drawings for fun whenever I can, you know.
Ivan's just an all well-rounded, talented artist.
So. Well, nothing serious, just doodles and
well of creativity.
Oh, thanks.
That's for sure.
we'll just see how deep that is. So,
okay.
All right, we're gonna. Do you got some more music for us?
Oh yeah, tons.
Yeah, we want to see how deep that shag rug is.
Cool.
You're gonna find crumbs in this shag rug.
All right, this song's called Eyeballs.
The Rugs, right here in the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, we had a caller called in.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Her name was Morgadley McCann.
Morgadley McCann.
Morgadley McCann. And she says,
She told me that this music makes her want to shit, makes her want to move and shake all over. That's what people are calling in about.
Oh, wow.
Now
we attract
them. She has a
crowd.
She has a question for you.
Okay.
What are your influences for your music?
You know, long walks on the beach, dogs,
food,
you know, the sky.
Yeah, the universe.
And my friends, really. So, and,
Well,
that's about it.
Okay, sorry.
Puppy dogs and walks on the beach are always, you know, great influences for rock bands.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. lie like a rug.
We don't mean to be so cliche about it.
Yeah.
But the fans love it. They can't get enough.
Wow.
That's good to hear.
I could see the dance floor just going crazy during your music. You guys are upbeat now.
Wow.
Yeah, our girlfriends really like us.
Yeah.
Sometimes our parents come too.
That's always nice.
Yeah. Well, let's just keep the music rolling in.
Okay. This next song is called The Cosmic Mojo Super Funk.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey, Rob and Johnny Rugg, you guys got up on the good foot with that one. Right. Hey, you got it super bad.
Just call me Bobby Brown.
All right, that was a cosmic, a super cosmic mojo, super funk.
Super funk.
Wow, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we aim for.
In fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Rugs?
You can just call me on my cell phone.
Send us a carrier pigeon or an email at therugs2gsmusic@gmail.com.
All right, and they can always go to your MySpace as well.
Mm-hmm, which is myspace.com/therugsmusic, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And all your fans can call up right here at the radio station right now at 845-9676, or toll free if you're online. That's 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studios. Tell us what you think about the Rugg Brothers here.
Okay. Are we ready for the next song?
Whenever you are.
Okay. This one's called Machine Gun.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Machine Gun by the Rugs. You guys are kind of hard to describe. That was kind of primitive and yet very intricate at the same time.
Wow.
Huh. And I know on your MySpace site, you're described as garage music, tropical disco, house music. It's like you guys are very hard to pigeonhole, that's for sure.
Well, we don't... You know, we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves, really.
That's what we're striving for here on the live drive, is a unique sound, and you guys have one.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Wow. Tell me now, after the super funky good time you are having right now, where can people come out and see you live?
At the Belmont tamorrow, which is in Hamtramck. We'll be playing there.
Do you know about what time you'll be going on?
Oh...
We're playing last, so I imagine anywhere from 11 to 12
Okay.
PM. But come earlier and have fun with us, because we'll be there and you can talk to us and, you know.
Shake our hands and, you know, have a meet and greet.
All right. They can shake your hands before they shake it on down.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're enjoying this today, and you have a couple more songs on your list. Can you give us some more?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We have 18 minutes left, our sound engineer tells us.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's called Half Asleep.
Right, the Rugs right here. In fact, that's Ivan Rugg on guitar and vocals. Little Robbie Rugg on bass, on that big old bass. And Johnny Rugg over on the drums. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just three of us, but it feels like a whole family.
Oh.
Well, three's a family.
Yeah. Or a conspiracy.
Right. That too.
All right, and I want to give a big thanks to our sound engineer, Alan Cantino.
Yeah.
This could never go on without him. And
thank
in
you,
fact,
Alan.
There's always lots much. Better things he can find himself doing, but he is in for the funky good time that is the Motor Live Drive at 5 every week.
It doesn't get any better than this, though, for me at least.
Hey, we try and make it better every week.
And if you've missed any of the songs today, you can always check out the podcast right after 6 o'clock. It's available at www.whfr.fm. Just hit the big podcast button for Motor Live Drive at 5, and you can turn up today's podcast.
So did we get any more calls in?
We've got more people tuned in on the internet, though.
We've been watching the shoutcast. They've been jumping up and down, but going up, so people are staying.
Cool. That's good. Stay with us.
Okay, if they're staying with you, what are you going to give them?
Some music. All right. Hey, do you guys want to do I'm So Happy first, in case we run out of time?
Sure.
Oh, you got a while. You got 15 minutes left, 14 minutes.
You guys want to do it anyway?
Let's do it.
Okay. This one's called I'm So Happy.
that sounds so happy.
Nice. That really did. Very nice.
Oh, thanks.
Really says it all. I'm so happy by the Rugs.
That's right.
That's right. And you can get a hold of the Rugs at their MySpace site. That's what is that MySpace site again?
It's the Rugs with two G's music at... Wait, no.
MySpace. Yeah, MySpace.com/TheRugsMusic. That's Rugs with two G's.
Mm-hmm. Rugs with two G's. And an S.
And an S.
That's
Don't
right.
forget,
yeah.
And an R and a U.
Two G's.
Not in that order, yeah.
Careful.
You
I know.
Might want to enable spell check. Oh, yeah.
We just want to take this moment to thank you guys for having us here today.
Yeah,
we're
thank
really
you.
Honored.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for having such a wonderful showcase for local music.
Yeah, it's really great what you're doing for the community and
well,
the music.
Well, so. Thank you.
Hey, we're doing it for the music, and that's why you're here today.
That's Woo! Right.
Yeah.
We care about local music here at WHFR, so we're doing it. We're
awesome.
Supporting it.
Cool.
Glad
All right.
to be doing it with you.
Okay, so we have another song.
We have a little bit more time, about 7-8 minutes. So
okay,
let's see what we can pack in here.
Okay, this song's called "Carrying My Baby."
Yeah.
the Rugs here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
You guys are just getting warmed up. You sound great.
Thank you.
not that you weren't at the beginning of the show, but you guys are. I guess I didn't sound too good.
Okay, tell you what, we have about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Could you kick something out for 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Want to kick out a jam?
Okay, well, we're just going to jam for you for the airwaves out there.
Okay.
All righty.
Take it away.
And check this band out Friday night at the Belmont and be looking for their CD. Let us know when you have your CD release party. We'll definitely want to make a plug for that.
It's
and
Johnny's house.
All righty. Well, next week we're going to have the band Woodman, which is a five-piece family band. And that is a family. They're three brothers, a father and a daughter. So it should be an interesting set. And on the 25th, we've got Jehovah Witness Protection Program coming in. So we have a very diverse live drive setup, and we're happy to have the Rugs here today, and we'll let you play out.
Okay.
Those guys have beards. The Jehovah's Witness Protection Program.
That's okay.
Just a side note.
Let's do it.